We're live. We're recording.
You're live now, Clem Fandango.
I don't know what you're doing.
That's Matt Walsh. They were Matt, the guy from the British show from like 20 years ago. I discovered on YouTube and it's been in my head for like the last 3 weeks.
Which show?
Just him doing like, I don't know. Some it's called Toast of London or something.
Oh.
It's like he's an actor doing voiceover work and they just have clips of him in the voiceover booth going, you're talking to a guy named Clem Fandango? And he goes, yes, yes, I know Clem Fandango. It's just, I don't know why. I love it.
Are you talking about Walsh from UCB or no?
No. Matt, he's from England. He's
got
British.
It. I assume. The guy from, that's why I was confused.
Yeah, he's the guy from What We Do in the Shadows. And he's the voice of every robot in Star Wars shows now.
Got it. Okay.
He talks like this. He's always there. He talks like James Mason a bit. And he talks like that.
Is that the same guy that from Fallout?
Yes.
Australian guy? I thought he's Australian.
Yeah, that guy. Whatever he is. He's British. He's on the BBC.
New Zealand. Well, the Shadow guys in New Zealand.
I'm New Zealand, whatever. I don't care.
Anyway.
Fandango.
Since we're doing four shows, let's do the actual Purge intro, shall we?
There you go.
This is not a test. This is your emergency broadcast system announcing the commencement of the weekly podcast sanctioned by the government of Wonderland. Swear words of class 4 and lower have been authorized for use during the podcast. All other swear words are restricted. Wonderland officials of ranking 10 have been granted immunity from the podcast and shall not be harmed. Commencing at the siren, any and all crime, including murder, will be legal for 2 continuous hours. Police, fire, and emergency medical services will be unavailable until the podcast concludes. Blessed be our Wonderland leaders in America, a nation reborn. LIW, the Twilight Zone review is now in effect.
Dick, you weren't saluting and standing, and you're supposed to salute the LAW symbol when it comes on. Thank you. Hello, citizens. Welcome to LAW, the Twilight Zone Review / Ear of the Beholder, a title that will never stick.
Nope.
Episode something. I don't know. 4, too many. Whatever it is. 4. Good God, what is this? 466.
So many it hurts your balls.
4. TZ59 133, Mr. Beavis Redux, Phoenix West.
Dick Ticket.
Hi, Dickery.
Hello.
This episode stars Orson Bean, the guy that our age knows him as the Mr. starts with an L. What the hell's his name? And Bean John Malkovich.
Oh, right. Yes.
Yes. What is his name?
Don't remember.
Oh, I need to look it up. It's going to drive me crazy.
I forgot he was even in that movie, but you're right.
Mr. Lester, Dr. Lester.
Did he die shortly thereafter, John Malkovich?
Did John Malkovich die now?
No.
He died 4 years ago in 2020.
Oh, okay. Because John Malkovich just got cast in Fantastic Four.
Oh, God, why?
Money.
Money.
I need the money to pay for all my divorces. I don't know if he has any, but... You see, he might be happily married and a very nice man. I don't know.
I just love the Matt Damon story about him for Rounders.
Yes.
The infamous, I'm not a very good actor quote.
Right, yeah.
I'm not a very good actor. Yeah. He tells that story every chance he gets, and I watch it every time. It's the same story, but it's goddamn it's funny.
He's not talking about himself.
No. He's talking about John Malkovich.
John Malkovich.
Yeah. I love that. Anyway, John Malkovich is not in this episode. Oh, God.
I wish.
Comments already.
It would be better.
Hi, nephew. Hello.
Oh, hey. Yeah, it's my aunt.
I was like, that's not my aunt. I don't know who that is.
That makes sense. Hi. They're watching live. So that means there's 2 people watching.
Does she have live. A conjoined twin thing going on?
Yes.
Okay. That makes sense.
She's of 2 people.
She's of 2 people.
They don't talk in unison. Like the
did they finish each other's sentences though?
So apparently Werner Herzog has a documentary he wants to make about these two twins that are identical and they talk in unison.
Oh, God.
And it's the only case of twins that talk in unison. And it's called, he said it's called Bucking Fustard, because they get sued by some driver and they called him a bucking bastard or fastard. But they said they used the term exactly the same in unison. And that's what he's going to call the documentary. It's going to be called
Makes sense.
Bucking Fastard.
He doesn't care if anyone watches it.
I will do this and everyone will watch it and they will love me. I am Werner Herzog.
Three.
There's three of you.
Did she sprout? Oh, yeah. She sprouted an extra head.
Bloop. Yep. It's the Terrorvision thing. It's the Terrorvision
oh, God.
Puppet.
Oh, no.
That extra head. No, let's not bring that back. That was too soon. Too soon, Terrorvision.
Dick, is this your first time watching Mr. Beavis?
This one, yes. I don't tend to watch the lackluster episodes.
This is kind of a middling episode, isn't it?
Yeah, there's not much going on. It's just this guy's like a lackluster character. He's like, he's happy with being a failure, but somehow you can afford rent with like 11 jobs in a row. This is back in the day when you could do that.
Yeah, just show up one day and have a new job.
Yeah. I like you. You'll go get him, Mr. Beavis. Oh, you're fired, Mr. Beavis.
Yeah, you do this nowadays, you might as well turn to the pipe because you're not.
Pretty much, yeah.
You're done for at least a good 8 months.
Turn to sucking pipe in the alley for $5 a bottle.
I didn't specify the pipe that you want to turn
to. Exactly. Skin pipe, skin flute.
Yeah, it's.
Penis.
I can't imagine. And now you got to go online and fill out the things that you already put on your resume into their site.
Right.
And it's a real fun extra step for no reason.
And then they'll send you a letter that tells you they don't want you for your company. I got one from Target when I try to be a
auto declines now.
Yeah. It says, thank you for applying, but we don't want you. Good day. I got to frame it. It's right here. It's on the, over there. I need to frame it and put it on the wall.
I love when you apply to like a really shitty job and don't even get a response.
Yeah. And then I like when you're in, you're going for a job interview and you realize I don't want this job, so you sabotage your own job interview. So you just be like, well, I like to keep my own schedule. I don't like to be told to stay longer. Yeah. I like to leave at 8 when I'm scheduled. I'm out when they tell me I can leave. I'm gone. I'm not going to stay because you told me I can leave.
I take in at least an hour's worth of shits and I expect those to be paid every day.
Exactly. Yes, exactly.
I will not be sober one solid minute this entire job.
Because I know you're not going to pay me overtime when I work overtime, because it's happened before. I know. So, yeah.
Yeah, I remember I did a job interview once in Michigan when I was, like, desperate. And I get there, and I was like, everyone's super nice. And I was like, this is suspicious. And I go up above, and it was, like, in this kind of, not a garage, but, like, a little warehouse that has that sliding door up. And I go up. I'm like, okay. And they sit me down. They're like, all right, so. And they explain it to me, and it's, like, two guys working on their pitch. I'm like, oh, you're not, this isn't a job. This is like you trying to sell me. And I realize they want you to like buy the vacuums from them and then sell them.
Yeah, no, that's what the Cutco does.
And I go, cool, man. Yeah. Definitely going to check this out. Yeah. I need the, I'm double parked. I need the, yep, so sorry.
Right.
I got it.
Get out of there.
Yeah.
Fuck you. Run. That'll be twice with Cutco. Once in Modesto and once in Burbank. I went to a
Petco?
Burbank. I was like, oh, no, Cutco.
Okay.
Now sell knives. You have to buy the knives and sell them. So you have to spend like $800 on the package. Then you have to go up to you to go door to door to sell them. I'm like, well, God, no, not this again. Because like they gush over you, especially if you dress up. Like you come there prepared to be like in a suit or something. They just want to blow you. And you realize, oh, yeah, this is a fucking, you're making me buy shit to sell to people who are not going to buy this shit.
They try to push that realization back further and further into the interview process. Interview, and I caught it like right away where I'm looking around. I'm like,
the
too nice right off the bat was a big red flag for me.
Yeah, or it was a cult
because they're not working in a location that would warrant a smile that big.
Yeah,
I'm like, this is pretty dingy, but it was like supposed to be house. You're supposed to be out in the field, but I'm like, they're too happy to be here. Something's going on, and I'm sitting there and waiting. I'm like, and then he's. Let me get my coworker in here, and he gets in and he sets up his little thing, and I'm like, okay, because I love stuff like this, and I'm like, I'm definitely not going to do this, but I want to watch this. And I'm just like, Oh, no, man, I'm good.
I want to see where your life failed.
I just wanted to see the performance, and clearly you guys need the practice, so I didn't feel like I wasted their time. They definitely wasted my time, but I wanted to get something out of it.
How would you like to be a number one salesman for our company?
For vacuums. Like, I don't know.
You got to sell at least 5 a week. That's not a lot.
Can you imagine going door to door and sell a vacuum? And like, and this is 20 years ago, but
hell.
Can you fucking imagine?
Oh, you fucking get shot.
In Grand Rapids, Michigan. The set of Hardcore, where that movie takes place.
Yeah. I don't want a goddamn vacuum cleaner got here.
Georgie Scott chased me off the yard with a shotgun.
Get off.
I had to carry footballs to him and the balls with him.
I don't want your pitch.
Yeah.
I've seen this. I've sold those vacuums.
Ah, God.
But Mr. Beavis,
yeah,
he'd be selling vacuums and no one would buy them. But he'd be like, oh, la, 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 la.
What was his job?
He didn't sell anything. I think he was like a, he was in a sterno pool with a bunch of women.
It's the same.
He was building ships on his desk.
He has a squirrel pencil sharpener.
Yes.
He's got buffalo. He's got the most racist clock thing I've ever seen in my entire life. When they do a close up of it in a minute, and it's severely racist.
Hello there, I'm Aunt Jemima.
We got the flowers. We got whatever that is—a ram. I don't know, some fuzzy stuff.
Why not even women have flowers? Why do he have flowers?
A picture.
Oh, okay, there's a few guys in the background. I see.
There's a picture of him with a woman. Women. There's no women in. Is it his landlord? I don't know who that is. That. And we got a female priest over here.
Yes, big collar. That's just
what's going on there.
My God.
Can't believe they let these ladies work here.
Can't believe they let women work at all.
I only got 3 other dudes working, though. I don't know what his job is,
yeah,
though.
There you go.
It's Twilight Zone generic typing into a machine job.
Yep. He works for the movie. What was the movie that Rod Serling wrote in the 50s?
Which one?
What was the one about? He
7 Days
twice.
Of May? Oh.
I think so.
Oh, he did. Well, 7 Days of May he didn't do twice, but he did like.
No, the other one twice.
Requiem where it was like, for a Heavyweight he did.
No, we did that one twice too. The other one you did twice. The one where you work hard, Mr. Wilson, on this job, marketing job in the big city. Oh, I can't take it. I don't want to do this marketing job anymore. He did like 1 2-hour version and 1 hour version for television. The Kraft Theater. What was it called?
Patterns.
Was it Patterns? Yeah.
Yeah, that one he did twice.
We did that one twice. I remember because we watched it.
He did the TV version and they did the movie version.
Yeah, that was years ago.
I don't remember anything about Patterns.
Nope.
We did it on this show.
Yes.
I feel like that was 3-4 years ago now.
Probably right.
And that's like episode 230 or something.
I think Adam was probably on that episode, so that's how long ago it was.
Yeah. I can look it up.
I wouldn't be surprised if it was 3-4 years ago.
That was... Yeah, February 9th of 2021.
Jesus.
Episode 218. Holy shit, I was so close.
218, oh my God.
Yeah.
It's like we've done thousands of these things.
We've done almost 500,000 of this show, so yes.
Just this show, yeah, exactly. My God, what are we doing?
1,744 is this episode.
Oh my God.
What are we doing? I don't know what his job is, and it's one of those work, work, work episodes for generic company. You're not doing the right thing. You're quirky. You are your own person. Therefore, you should feel bad about it episodes.
You don't conform, so you're weird. But then at the end, but the episode is about him, like, because his guardian angel comes, and he says, I'm your guardian angel. I'm gonna fix you in your 1920s fucking 1940s Model T car. Which looks like it should be condemned.
What was like 1921 Rutabaker? I think is what it was.
Something like that. Ridiculous. Yeah, something ridiculous. And you wear bow ties, sir. Stop wearing a bow tie.
Yeah.
You wear a tie.
I do like the reveal. I do like this when he sees the guardian angel. I can't imagine how they pulled this off, but it was a fun little drinking stupid gag.
Yeah. Yeah, there he is. Oh. Wait a minute.
You all right, bud?
Would you kindly tell me what are the ingredients of this drink?
Well, you said you wanted to get fortified, pal. I put everything in there but atomic energy.
Does that explain
fortified,
why
pal.
I can see him in the mirror, but I can't see him in the booth?
Oh, how'd they do that miracle shot?
It's like that Peggy Sue shit. Peggy Sue got married shit. That's what it is. Remember Peggy Sue did the same thing with the mirror?
Oh, yeah. Effect?
Got it. Like, it's three, you know, it's basically the it's a different actor in the frame.
Not timing it up right.
Yeah, it's just, yeah, you have three people in it for the two people. Ingenious Francis Ford Coppola.
If only he had the timing right.
If only he had the timing right to die like his wife.
Wow.
And he's going to go off and do one more movie and no one's going to care because I saw the little tease they for Gigopolis or whatever it's called. Megapolis. That's the last movie he's going to make. And I get Adam Driver's in it and they released a little clip of it. You're just like, what is this about? No clue. Even with the seniors, like, what is this?
You know what he should do is start making a trailer and, like, it clearly looks like he's going to make The Godfather 4.
Right.
And, like, do it really well. And then, like, pull back from that trailer and you realize it's the sequel to that, was that Tetrix movie that he made?
Oh, yeah. Twistix.
Whatever it is.
Twixt.
And it just pulls back, and you realize it's a sequel to that, and you're like, why?
No!
That would be the perfect fuck you, everyone. Goodbye.
Oh, my God.
Fuck you, everybody. Good night.
No, he pulls out, and you realize it's a head wound from his daughter who's being brutally murdered for ruining Godfather 3.
Yeah.
And he's like, yeah, that's for all the fans that gave me shit. Fuck you. Good night. And he's drinking a bottle of his Coppola wine.
Or he makes Godfather 4, but he puts Sophia as every single character.
Oh, God, it'd be
she's just doing green screen to herself.
What's going on over here? Why are you doing this? Why?
I would watch that because I appreciate a good fuck you, everybody.
That's funny. He's almost as bad as Innocent Blood. Acting wise.
Oh,
but she's a good actress in her foreign language.
I can imagine, yeah.
Not a good actress in English.
We'll talk about that later.
It sucks, yeah. You know,
let's quickly get through this, though.
Yeah, Mr. Beavis. Again, it's like a throwaway episode, I feel like. It's just like, there's not really a message.
We're going to be doing a lot of those tonight.
Yeah, it's just like, oh, you're yourself, you're being yourself, be true to yourself, and if you're happy, you should be happy, and don't let anybody tell you otherwise. And that's basically the message. And even the Guardian Angel tries to make his life better, but then he's like, oh, the kids don't like me. Oh, the kids don't think you're trying to touch them. Well, okay, fine. I guess they don't think you're a pedophile now. So, and then you got three paid 6 months ahead of rent.
He reminds me of Noah Taylor from Vanilla Sky. The way he talks.
A little bit, yeah. Customer service.
Yeah, because he has a very similar speech in that movie where he's
he
represents this strange unnamed or not faceless company.
Yeah.
Objective case. The name for purposes of identification is J. Hardy Hempstead.
The first time he meets Noah Taylor in that movie, he does a very similar, like, I'm from tech support.
Right.
Like, very similar speech. Guardian Angel. And so that's why I threw it tonight with our Genie episodes. Because it's pretty fucking similar. There's really not a whole lot different.
No, he's giving him, like, another, like, different opportunities to change his life. And they're kind of marked with trickery.
Yeah. It's just basically, you have to completely change your life, and then I might let, you know, hopefully that shit works out, because you can't be yourself anymore, because you suck.
Right.
Oh, no.
Would you take that bet if your life was more successful and you weren't you? In a heartbeat. You mean I have money and a bigger house, and my life would be, like, full of nice things?
But yes. Dick, no. You're not being constantly followed around by children who want to play. So,
I'm building a boat for one kid. I finished building this Constitution class boat for that boy that lives down the street from me.
Yeah, who I desperately want to get inside of. But they keep mentioning
I want to make him my princess.
His love of zither music, and I'm like, I have to find out what that is.
Oh, I know zither music.
All right, so let's hear some.
Yeah, it's fucking.
This is
stupid.
Testa David.
Zither music was used in Ed Wood. Danny Elfman utilized the zither during that movie. It's basically sound waves. Oh.
It's playing Let It Be.
Never mind, it's not what I'm thinking. That's German Zisser music.
Yeah.
That's not the same thing. Well, what am I thinking of? I thought it was Zisser. Look up. Theremin. I'm sorry. Theremin. I'm thinking
of it's called this.
That's what Ed Wood. Theremin. That's a theremin.
Theremin is actually interesting.
Yeah, that's
that makes like waves. The creepy atmospheric music. Yeah,
you move your hands.
Murder by Death. That's what it is. The band I talked about. They have a theremin player.
Yeah. The theremin. That's what it is. Yeah, this is something. That looks even worse.
This guy looks like half the uncles on one of my families like the outskirts. You know.
Yeah, this dude looks kind of touches you.
I don't know what the fuck's happening on this table.
That's a nightmare. It's a nightmare music. Like jazz. I hate jazz.
That looks like the leftover pieces from a piano that didn't fit, and they made it into an instrument.
Looks like a broken Gibson guitar this guy just put together.
Made for giants.
He took the Who's leftover material and he turned it into that.
He picked up after Townsend every single night for a couple of years, and then he glued it together in some sort of Sid from Toy Story way.
Yes.
And this is what you're left with. This is a fucking abomination.
He Frankenstein'd a zither. Thank you, thither.
But for tonight, for our live shows, I do want to play something. One song per show. So we got five songs we'll hear. Oh, but it's something called... We were watching The Jinx on HBO.
Okay.
I've already seen the first season. Season 2 came out. I wanted to show my wife. So I had her watch season 1. He does look like Stan Lee. In season 2 starts, and one of the guys is introduced, and he played in a band from the 70s or 80s, something like that. And it was Chinga Chavin. And it's called Country Porn. And I was blown away by what the hell country porn is. And I want to hear some of it. Chinga Chavin, Talking Matamoros Piece of Ass Blues is the name of this one.
Wow.
I can't hear it. Can't hear it at all?
Nope, I can't hear it.
That's all right. I'll share it the other way. Never know which way I have to share it until I'm doing it.
Country porn thing is so big.
Do you hear it?
Nope.
So I shared it both ways. What more does it want? Can you hear it now?
I can't hear anything.
Nothing?
Nope.
What the fuck?
Getting some more ass. I can hear it.
Now this just one of them border stories. Happened down in Matamoros. Up next to Brownsville TVX. I was pushing 14, feeling fine, when I ran into a couple of pals of mine, and they politely introduced me to sex.
I can get behind this.
Grabbed a cab, across the bridge we went, looking for some pussy to rent. Stopped at a club they called the Conquistador. Walked right in, my eyes were full of $5 and $10 Spanish wolf. Grabbed the pews, was a cute Chicano whore. She was straddling a soldier at the bar. She said, oh yeah, cherry combo is time. And a fellow whispered, hey Nisky, I'd like to fuck my sister, she's a bird.
This one's called Cum Stains on My Pillow, which they played during the episode I watched.
I'm sold!
Right?
I'm sold.
I gotta play this for Dick, because I think we'll get a kick out of it.
Yeah, I can get behind this music.
She looks like a movie star.
What year is this?
I can look it up. I'm not sure it doesn't say here.
Is it from the 70s?
I think so.
Wow.
Well, she booby right up before. 25 cents. Well, she was straddling the soldier at the bar.
All right, that's enough of that. But you get the idea. We'll play one song per show. I just wanted to hear some of it, and I thought you'd get a kick out of it.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
I might have to go purchase this CD at the local
country
Rasputin.
Porn.
You got country porn?
Yeah.
I'm not sure.
Man, that is amazing. But Mr. Beavis.
I got Beyonce didn't call her album country porn. Her Western songs. Her country
what is
music
happening?
Album.
Your entire
you
family.
You like it? That's actually not bad.
Your entire family's bombarding it.
Too bad. I got well, okay.
Hey.
It's better than the Steven Seagal album.
Yeah, don't make me play that. Please don't let me play that.
Oh, please. I think if you want to hear that.
Mr. Steven Seagal.
I gotta have the poo-tang.
Should I do it just for a second? So
yes, to compare and contrast.
Steven's
talent with no talent.
Goal.
Was it poo-tang? I want to get some poo-tang.
Punani.
Punani. I'm gonna get the punani. Oh, it's bad.
Okay, so was it? I know it's off this album, but what song was it? Mr. Steven Seagal.
Punani. It was like a love song by Punani, or I Want Your Punani, or it's like love song. I don't know. It's
got
Steven Seagal. Where the name of the track? Where the track?
Mr. Steven Seagal, right on my Jamaica, same one.
Do you hear that?
Where are the? No, I can't hear anything.
Damn it! I don't understand StreamYard and YouTube. It makes no sense to me.
I can hear it now.
Mr. Steven Seagal.
There it is. You wanted this.
You want the punani.
This is
you want the punani.
Seagal.
I mean the way nice. So.
When the girls start to strut, you could look at their butt. You shouldn't do that. The girl dress is just as pretty, not just there to cover her kitty.
He is disgusting on every level. Yeah, can't act and can't sing.
Yeah, yep. isn't it weird to go, wow, he's actually a really good actor comparatively. To find out
sadly,
that
no.
That's not his worst skill, the thing he's known for, that he's already bad at.
The worst part is, that is the whole album. It sounds like that. And even when he's not doing reggae, he's doing a reggae version of a reggae. It's like, it's so bad.
Yeah, it's like he can't do any other accent, so he just does offensive reggae.
It's all he can do.
Oh,
it's
God.
Amazing.
Oh, we should probably finish this episode, shouldn't we?
He's almost as good as Garth Brooks' Chris Gaines.
Yeah, well, I want to listen to that. I put that on a list once. I never got to it because I forgot, but you just reminded me.
Yeah, right.
Chris Gaines. He basically changes his whole life, and then the guy's like, no kids are chasing me around. I have an apartment and a nice car, but I can't listen to my shitty Zither music or Steven Seagal songs.
Right, yeah.
So, no. And then throws it all away for nothing.
And then he basically goes back into his car and yes.
Country porn.
Oh, absolutely. Yes. Play that at the wedding. That would have been amazing. I want the punani. Walking down the aisle.
I think you could get.
Hide your kitten.
I bet he's in such a desperate need for people to actually request his music that he would show up for your wedding and play it live.
He'd be like, I don't think he would charge you.
I think he'd be like, fuck
$2 million,
yes.
$2 million, I'll do it. No,
yeah,
he gets
but then
paid for his movies. You know, he gets paid. So that guy, he's making $2 million a movie, maybe one. Well, he's probably making $1.5 million a movie. But he's still making that money. That's why he does like 17 a year. And they're all awfully sitting down at a desk for half of them now.
Plus
he doesn't even do anything.
Yeah, he's got his sheriff's salary, too.
Yes, that's true. But I think they kicked him off the force. That was years ago. He doesn't do that anymore, I don't think.
Oh, man. Him feeding carrots to a horse.
Apparently,
one of the funniest videos.
Apparently, you can't be a cop if you don't have a license or went to school for it, or legally speaking, or a police officer.
Let's get out of here because we're spending a lot of time in this episode. We have four to do.
Let's get out of Mr. Beavis.
It's cute. It's fine. I give it a 7. It's inoffensive.
It's a 6. Yeah, it's a middling.
6 is fine. Yeah.
It's fine. It's sweet. It's all. It's a saccharine. It's fine.
Yeah.
It's one of those throwaway ones that Rustin was like, I got to do another episode. Here's one. Fuck it. I'm out.
Yeah, let's hear the outro and get out of here. How he drives off in his 21.
Well, it works. The car flipped over earlier. The car works now, so I guess the angel did something for him.
The angel could have fixed his car. What does it have to do with his personality? The car was...
Yeah.
There's apparently with this angel, there's no middle ground. It's either completely change your life and get all new shit, or go back to who you are and everything fucking sucks.
That car represents your penis.
Mangled mess.
Mangled mess of a penis, Mr. Beavis.
Let's get out of here, Dick. Until next time. In the meantime, I'm Phoenix West.
Dick, I thought you were going to do the outro.
Mr. James B.W. Beavis, who believes in a magic all his own. The magic of a child's smile. The magic of liking and being liked. The strange and wondrous mysticism that is a simple act of living. Mr. James B.W. Beavis, species of 20th century male, who has his own private and special Twilight Zone.
Even Rod's not... doesn't give a shit.
Yeah, he's out of it on that one, yeah.
It's an early episode, and he still is like, yeah, fuck this.
He was smoking four packs that day going, oh, Christ. This is
season one. He's like, ah. They can't all be great. I'm sorry.
Jesus Christ, what do you want from me? I did working for heavyweight.
Bye-bye.